How to negotiate with an insurance adjuster after a car wreck? The information presented is not intended to be legal advice. Should you need legal advice, please contact a competent attorney. If you want to get the most out of your settlement, you're going to need to negotiate with the insurance company. It's important that you put your emotions aside when you're talking to the insurer, as you'll need to be calm and rational when speaking with them. Often, this is crucial to taking in everything they say and identifying any issues with their current stance on the matter. It's important to remember that claims adjusters are trained to investigate accidents and negotiate settlements, as well as being required to deny claims if they determine their insured wasn't at fault. You should expect to get a reservation of rights letter as soon as the insurance company opens a claim for you. It's a standard form sent to every claimant. Essentially, it says that the company will investigate your claim, while also saying that they reserve the right to deny your claim. Questions to ask the insurance company before starting negotiations. Will you put in writing that the accident was not my fault? Will you tell me how much insurance the person who hit me has? If I give you a recorded statement, will you give me a copy of the recorded statement that you already got from the person who caused the accident? If I sign this medical release, will you immediately forward to me a copy of everything you get using my release? Will you tell me how much money you have set aside in reserve to pay my claim? Will you give me copies of all recorded statements that you have taken from witnesses? Will you tell me now whether there is any umbrella insurance coverage available to cover my claim? Will you tell me whether you have already done video surveillance of me? Will you guarantee me that you will not do it in the future? Will you give me a copy of any index information that you have already gotten from your computer system? Will you give me a copy of any financial information that you may have already obtained on me? And, will you tell me which of my neighbors you have already interviewed? Good luck. Our experience is that the information sharing with insurance companies is a one-way street. You give to them, but they don't give to you. How do you write a demand letter for an auto insurance claim? At this point, you should have an idea of what the insurer is willing to pay, and now you can begin making your demand letter. This is an opportunity to explain why your case demands additional compensation, and why the settlement they have offered is too low. Take the time to properly explain all the details, and use hard numbers to prove your point where you can. Using all the evidence you have gathered, explain why the other driver is responsible for the wreck, your additional damages requested, and why their insurer needs to pay the amount that you're owed. It's worth noting that the demand letter isn't usually enough to increase the settlement amount, at least to the number you want, but it can often be a good place to start. If anything, it shows the insurance provider that you are going to fight for what you feel you deserve. After receiving the letter, they should submit a counteroffer. At this point, you can accept this or continue to negotiate. If you accept, you'll sign a final agreement, and it will be done. On the other hand, if you are unhappy with the settlement offer, you should know that getting anything more may require litigation. Continuing negotiations to ask for higher settlement amount. If the settlement isn't close to what you wanted, don't overreact, just continue to be patient and persistent as you try to negotiate further. It's often wise to say that you don't feel that the amount is appropriate for the damage caused, but that you'll consider it and get back in touch. When you do talk with them again, be prepared to refute their objections. There may be several exchanges going back and forth, but keep in mind that you should be negotiating down from your original offer rather than up from their counteroffer. If they're still negotiating with you, it's a good sign. What is an insurance adjuster's authority? This is basically the maximum amount that the adjuster is allowed to use when settling claims, and only a supervisor can approve a larger settlement. Unfortunately, adjusters are known for telling claimants that their settlement demands exceed their authority, when in fact, it may not even be close. Don't use their authority as a starting point for negotiations. Start with the amount you originally wanted, and work from there instead. Remember that you're well within your rights to reject a low offer. What happens when you reach a settlement? When you have both verbally agreed on a settlement, follow up on this immediately in writing to seal the deal. However, you will still need to carefully read the settlement agreement before signing it, to ensure that it clearly states what you are expecting it to. What to do when insurance claim negotiations fail? It's always wise to negotiate with patience, but at the same time, letting an adjuster get away with bad faith tactics is simply wasting your time. Always be polite, but stern and insistent that your inquiries are answered in a timely manner. Always be aware of your state statute of limitations for injury cases too, as you could lose your right to compensation if you don't settle a claim, or file a lawsuit before the deadline. You should also pay mind to the fact that the adjuster is under no obligation to tell you about the deadline, or help you to settle the claim in time either. In fact, one of their many tactics is the run out the clock on your claim, by taking you right up to or past the statute of limitations. If an adjuster won't negotiate with you in good faith, or tries to pin the blame on you, it's time to call a personal injury attorney instead. If you find that you need an attorney's help settling your Texas car accident claim, contact Joe Stevens at 281-623-1701 today.